Item number 11. Item number 11 is the executive committee's action to remove the governance committee's ad hoc classification status. At the executive committee's meeting that took place on August 11th, they unanimously voted to approve this item. Madam Chair, board members, there will be further discussion on this item in the governance committee venue, which will most likely establish a quarterly meeting cycle. Currently, governance is held at the call of the chair. That's just a little background.
Thank you, Jody. So yeah, and this item will tie into number 12, which is the executive committee update. One of the items that we discussed was the functionality and roles of the executive and governance committees. We recall several years ago, governance was designated that ad hoc status. In other words, the committee would meet on an as-needed or necessary basis. The committee had lengthy discussion about the vital functions of governance in terms of oversight of not only elements such as the Mental Health Board bylaws or code of conduct and how the board interfaces with administration and the county executive's office in terms of decision making with BHS. We can identify even recently how governance is key, so much so that the executive committee unanimously agrees to remove that ad hoc status from governance, which means that this committee would meet more regularly, especially given the many important tasks that are at the forefront. Thusly, we, the executive committee, recommended for approval the removal of ad hoc designation from the governance committee. It's just a little summary. So what we will need is someone from executive committee to move approval.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Any questions or discussion?
Just a point of order, Madam Chair. I think we need our discussions to occur before the vote.
Right.
If it happens after the vote, it's too late.
Ah. You know what, I've always thought that, but I thought it was a matter of convention. You know, others might know a little bit more about this than I. Jody, there's nothing precluding us from having discussion prior to motions, yes?
Prior to vote.
Or to vote?
Yes, yeah, Madam Chair, I think, Madam Chair, board members, I just think that board member Lesow is saying it might be more productive to have the discussion prior to the vote.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that myself, but was once told, I don't remember, maybe it was early in my tenure as chair, that discussion should occur after. But I'm very much in alignment with what Tom is saying.
I do think Robert's rules of order put it before the vote.
Yeah, discussion comes after the motion.
Oh, I see.
But not after the vote.
After the motion. Okay. So given that, and having it being congruent with Robert's rules, there can be discussion on this item. This would be the appropriate time to do so.
Oh, for sure, Madam Chair and board members.
Thank you. Tom, do you want to, do you have any comments about this? I know you were present at the executive committee. Kathy, yeah.
There was some extensive discussion. I think the executive committee is designed to act in lieu of the board when there needs to be immediate action. And the governance committee is designed for policy formation, certainly onboarding new board members, but making sure that the bylaws, we have a good look at it, and so on. So I think, you know, the executive committee role is immediate action where it's required, and we can't wait for a board meeting. And the governance committee has got a different role. It's longer term. Its horizon is larger. And so that was the core of the discussion, and I think everybody felt that that was something we needed to do.
Madam Chair, board members, yes, I also did want to tell you that there, at the executive committee meeting, there were also, and I'm sure we'll get into this with number 12. But I want to explain to the committee why, even though there's going to be kind of a change to how the executive committee rolls now, the only reason why it didn't need to come here for a vote is because the bylaws doesn't specifically designate when the executive committee has to meet. So therefore, it's no official change as far as a change that is requiring a vote, because there is no specific language in the bylaws that pertains to how many times the executive committee can meet. So even though the plan is to change that, it doesn't have to be done with a vote. So I wanted to clear that up. I also wanted to explain too that the vote taken by the executive committee, because of its powers and for our new board members, the executive committee has a different kind of set of powers than our other standing committees. So when the executive committee voted to change the governance committee's ad hoc status, that change went into effect immediately. And what it does, it's a vote, it's good, it stands, but it only stands until the next board meeting, which is where we are now. So I just want everybody too to kind of understand how the executive committee works. Again, when they voted, because they didn't make a recommendation, they actually voted. That vote is good up until the next board meeting, where then the board has to support that vote. So I just wanted to give an explanation there. I hope it's helpful.
Very helpful. And Tom, your comment's very helpful as fillers to what I said earlier. And Jody, yes, thank you for also adding that context.
I do have a question, and does converting the governance committee from an ad hoc status to a permanent status make the chair of that committee, the governance committee, now a voting member of the executive committee? And that would make sense. It probably should be the case. And so I would also ask for that. I would also make that a motion that the chair of the governance committee, now a permanent committee, be a member of the executive committee with voting privileges.
Madam Chair, board members, if I'm not mistaken, and I do believe our research analyst is on the line, I do believe that is specifically how the bylaws are written when it comes to the executive committee, that the chairs of standing committees are to be participants. And again, I think Kate is on the line, if she could kind of help out. But I do believe that is already there and would require no change. That it does say that the chair persons of the standing committees would sit at the executive level. But Kate is here. She can clear that up if that's true or not.
Yeah, this is Kate. I would need to take a look at that and report back to you. My understanding is that the executive committee is comprised of the officers of the board. And so if you want to link it to the governance, we can take a look at doing that. But I need to check it into the bylaws.
And Madam Chair, board members, and Kate, you might be right. It's either vice versa. Did we make the governance committee the committee where the chairs of the other committees sit? That might be where that is. It's one or the other. It definitely is in the bylaws somewhere. So we'll have to get clarification. So either the governance committee is staffed or is compiled of quality chair, finance chair, and now would be governance chair, or it's so that's what I think it is. One or the other is made up of the chair persons of our standing committees. But we will get clarification for you on that one.
Right. Thank you. And thank you to Kate for doing the research on that. So that piece of it, that element, wouldn't necessarily be required right now, correct, to make the action?
Madam Chair, board members, I think we should get clarification before we take an action, just to be sure of what we're doing.
So my motion remains then, independent of this question, that the governance committee be made a standing committee and that change occur in the bylaws.
So thank you, Tom. And Jody, since we want to make sure we know that information, can we just defer that to the next, unless she's looking into it right now, but we might need to defer this.
Yes. The second part of Board Member Lutzow's motion would have to be deferred, again, for clarification. I think it's there. It's just a matter of under which umbrella it is, because that sounds too familiar to me. So with clarification, we can get that straightened out. And then I think what we'll do is it'll also be a discussion in governance, which our new chairperson and I will have to get together to get on the books and get that scheduled.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. This is so important. Good discussion. Any other board members have questions about this item? Or discussion? Okay, then. Jody, should we move on to the next item?
Well, actually, we have our first and our second. And now we just need to tighten it up.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, unless anybody else, what we are taking action on is removing that ad hoc status.
Correct.
Okay, and we have a first and a second.
We do.
All righty. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? All righty. Jody?
The motion is unanimously approved.
Thank you.